Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 123 of the 8-Bit Geek. I can't believe we made it this far. As a special little surprise, this week we're going to explore what makes Kevin tick in an exciting way. We're going to stay silent for an hour and just let him speak. So my name is Jeremy, and I'll be leading this experiment. With me is the doctor. They call him
Dougie Dick.
God, that was so loud. And our specimen for the evening.
Hi, my name is Kevin, and since you're going to have me talking all night, I might as well start now. So it all started in first grade when I first started getting pubes, and it was just like it was all uphill from there. You see, I was very hairy at a young age. I grew sideburns, and everyone called me Elvis. And then high school came around, and I was like a teen wolf. I was like Michael J. Fox minus the shakes. It was great. And so if you're going to continue to let me talk all night, I can talk all night long.
Make it stop.
TeenWolf.com.
I guess Kevin or Jeremy just wants you to continue.
He muted me.
Yeah. All right, so if you like that kind of stuff, then you can always subscribe to us, and we encourage it as well on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher Radio. You can follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and also leave us some ratings. Even if you hate us, leave us bad ones, because that still gets us into the top or negative 10 of shows.
They hate us because they ain't us.
You can also support us on Patreon. That's where you give us a dollar a month to help us raise funds for paying some overhead, some bills. And you can always shop with us on Amazon. You can go to the site for all that info, www.the8bitgeek.com. My wife's car caught on fire.
Holy Whoa. Shit. What?
Yes.
What was she doing in it?
Well, I wasn't in it, so obviously.
So she made up a story and stuffed the six of us in a meat grinder.
Fuck yeah. I was at work, and I get a call on my cell phone, and I don't answer it, and then I get a call on the work line. I call it the bat line. And so she calls it, and I know there's an emergency because she never calls me on it.
Yeah.
And I said, what's up? And she goes, my car's on fire. And she goes, what do I do? And I said, like a normal person does, get out of it. And so she is out of the car, and I told her to call 911. And the flame was coming up out of the engine. The whole car caught smoke. I left work immediately because they were right across the street. And so I ran over there. And the funniest thing happens. I get there and there's no fire.
What?
The fire extinguished itself. And so the fire department came with two giant trucks. Everybody was in gas masks and shit. And they were like running out of the truck. And then the one guy... He looks so fucking disappointed. All I could think of was, like, if Doug were a fireman, this would be fucking Doug. Because he just walked over, looked at the engine, fucking shook his head. He didn't say a word to us because I knew exactly what he wanted to say. And I'm pretty sure you guys could piece it together as well. And so he looks at the other truck, just waves him off. And then so there was an electrical fire. The positive cable for the battery caught fire somehow, and then it put itself out. It's damaged. We had to get it towed. She's in the process of getting it towed right now and to the local repair facility. But, yeah, that was the excitement of my night, and it was pretty funny. She caught it on video, too. I'd have to share that with you.
Did they take an axe to the car anyway, like that movie Backdraft, where they just wanted to break shit anyway?
They did. They were like, you pieces of shit! And then they just, bam! I'm sure the bank people... This is the story they gave me. I'm sure the bank people across the way, because they're right in the bank parking lot. And so they run... they opened up the hood, saw the fire was growing, and they ran for their lives behind a brick wall. Then there's no fire, and they're like peeping out And then they were like, oh.
Were they behind the brick wall, like, yes. holding their ears and just, yes. like, waiting for something to blow up?
That's the only thing I can think, like, what happened. Oh, oh shit. So that was a fun night, but not going to – hopefully everything's under warranty because we just replaced that because of the fact that it was getting torn. And we'll see. But anyways, that was fun.
Yeah, whoever fixed it didn't do a good job if it caught nope. fire.
I told her, I said, why didn't you leave the hood shut? You could have fucking burned down the car. The car's paid for. We could have just got money. And she was like, I didn't think about it. So I was like, yeah, sorry.
Go back there and restart the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, get on the corner. We'll get that money one way or another.
God. Whoa.
What? You guys don't pimp out your women?
No.
No, I get pimped out, though.
Oh, we know that. We did
I
that.
I just pimp out my dog.
I'm the trophy wife.
No wonder why your dog likes to sit in people's laps. Give them lap
dances.
He
was all up in my lap. I'm telling you, it was like he was getting paid.
He was waiting for it. It was like,
I was gonna throw dollar bills at him, make it rain on your dog.
Where's my money?
Hey, Doug, I don't know if you already bought the game or not, but I picked up the new Batman game off Green Man Gaming for 50% off.
Yeah, it's a really good price right now.
I got it for the PC. I figured you would want to push your laptop.
Yeah, I have not done that yet. I'm so torn because I've already pre-ordered it for console, and there's that part where it's like, I don't want to spend another $50 to get it on PC.
But you could always cancel that pre-order, right, for console.
No, because I'm eh. My thing, I'll probably just go ahead and get it for the console, and then and the Steam Winter Sale, when it's $20 or less, then I'll just get it then.
I just figured it was like, for the normal game, it was like $33 on with the sale, and then but the $100 package was already 10% off, and then you got to use the 40% off coupon, made it $53. I was like, that's a no fucking brainer. Like, yeah. That's still cheaper.
That's a really good deal.
That's still cheaper than the regular game, and I get the 6 months of DLC. Now, who knows if that's going to be any good, but I'm preloading. Not right now. I paused it for the show, but I'm preloading, and tomorrow I have off, so you know what I'm doing.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys are...
What's up? I was just saying, like, I'm probably just going to pick it up after work tomorrow, and then, like, even then, I don't know when I'm going to have time to play, because we're still unpacking and stuff from the move, and, like, I bought LEGO Jurassic World when it came out on the 12th, and I have not played it yet.
Yeah.
Now, wow. To be fair, I've still been playing a fuck ton of Ark, but
yeah.
But I just haven't been playing any console games, and so that's another one. Was like, I don't know.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah. I'll definitely play this weekend, and I'm off work on Wednesday, so some point Wednesday I'll be playing some Batman.
Yeah, I'm getting it tonight after the podcast. I'm gonna go pick it up.
Sweet,
and then. I wanted to get it. I kind of wanted it on PC until I saw the recommended settings, and I feel like a little let down if I can't run a game at like ultra.
Yeah,
and if you
want to
run that game on ultra, you need like a GTX 980. And I'm not going to spend $600 on a graphics card.
I'm confident that I can play it on PS4 level graphics on my machine, and if I can't, I'll be really sad about it. But I think that I'll still enjoy it. I'm going to rebuild the computer here pretty soon, but
nice.
I'm really nervous about running this game. I do admit that.
Yeah.
Because of the way
Ark went. That's what kept me away from it.
But we'll see how it goes. I had to jump on the deal, though. Even if I don't get to play it, I'll probably do what I'm doing with GTA 5, is holding off on playing it until I do get the nicer rig, because I really want to enjoy it all on max settings.
Right. That's where I'm at. And like also what we were talking about last week at the E3 thing, it's like I kind of enjoy the couch play. Like right now, if sitting at my desk, I mean, I could probably put in like an hour or two on a game, but on the couch, I could put in a lot more time. And that's could definitely be a game I want to put a lot more time into.
Yeah.
So I wanted to enjoy that way.
I wish that I could do that. It's just the fact that when you have a kid who's 8 and you don't want him to see all these violent takedowns, you tend to be like, well, I guess I'll sacrifice my comfort and just play in my office. That's primarily where I play my video games, just because of the fact that we only have one big screen TV.
Right.
And Colin is always, like, around.
Well, you got your PS Vita TV now.
Hell
thing,
yeah.
So
I do have a couch in here, but I don't... I think that...
Oh, I know. I've experienced that couch.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't the best. I'm sorry.
No, I loved it. Dude, I fell asleep, but I slept the shit out of it. You heard me snore. I scared your dog.
For real.
Scared his son.
Scared the son, too.
I scared everyone in the house with my snoring abilities.
Who the fuck is in my house? Yeah. Even I came out. I was like, who's here?
Dad, there's someone in there.
He looks like you, but he has red hair.
He has no hair. All his red hair migrated to his beard.
So, every week we like to take a look at some misconnections with a special guest host. Is Sean Pennis around, Doug?
He's back in town this week. So
he is?
Good,
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right, well, we'll kick things off with some with a little bit of intro, and then we'll talk to Sean.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Everybody, welcome, Sean.
Hello, everybody.
Sean, it's been a while.
It's just been like 2 weeks.
What have you been up to? What have you been...
I guess it has been a while, because you cut my segment for a bit.
Wasn't my fault.
No, it totally fucking was. Whatever.
Nope. Cool. Nope. What have you been up to, buddy?
Oh, you know. Just getting around. You know,
playing the field there?
Playing the field.
Do you have anything that you can speak on other than women?
Huh?
Can you talk about anything other than women? I asked you how you been doing, and you said, play in the field.
This song's doing pretty fucking well.
All right, Sean, take it away.
This is to the geeky goddess at the Dollar General.
You shop there?
Duh. I gotta treat my babes right so all my money goes towards them. But all the things I need for myself I get from the Dollar General because... Well,
after
I'm broke as fuck.
After the ladies, you're just broke.
Yeah, broke as fuck. So, this is at High Springs.
Mm-hmm. Get around.
Yep. You, a luscious Calipagian lady. I don't know that word.
But you wrote it.
Fucking thesaurus. Okay. Usually wearing geeky or nerdy tees, but today you were showing off your ink. Me, the nerdy guy, busy trying to work and flirt with you at the same time.
Wait, so do you shop there or do you work there?
It's a part-time job. I like the 50% off discount I get there.
Oh, yeah, I bet half off, huh?
I told you guys, I'm fucking broke. I've got like 6 maxed out credit cards. I mean, it's just these ladies these days.
I'm telling you.
It's just so expensive.
You're living the American dream, though.
So, continuing on to my geeky goddess, Dollar General. If you would like to discuss comic books, science fiction, or explore each other's brave new worlds, let me know next time. Yours truly, Sean Pennis.
Beautiful, Sean. Absolutely, oh, Sean. Absolutely stunning.
Explore each other's brave new worlds.
Yeah, I thought that one was for Sean because Sean speaks in a way like you, me. So when I saw that, I knew Sean wrote
it. Yeah, total. Yeah, I think that was written just for him.
Yeah. So, anyways,
are you guys saying that he didn't write that himself?
No, he does.
What?
That's what we're saying. He totally does. Remember, that's the whole.
It just clearly had his voice to it.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we clearly don't pick these off of the internet and then say that Sean writes them. That's not what we do.
Right. Sean's a genius.
That's right. He's a writer, a poet, and some would say
a lover.
Oh, I was was gonna say,
not many would say that, but
no, I was gonna say a Minecrafter, but
I do dabble in the Minecraft, actually.
See?
One hell of a builder.
Hey, Sean, tell me what your thoughts on the new Microsoft Halo lenses are.
HoloLens?
Halo. Lens. We'll call them Halo.
That's wrong. What about it?
No. What I said, what are your thoughts on it, since you're such a Minecraft connoisseur?
Oh, dude, seriously, it's going to change this game. Revolutionize the Minecraft.
Sean,
it looks like a lot of fucking fun.
There you go. All right, Sean, thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, see you guys.
Bye, Sean.
Every week we take a look at the movie news. We don't have much this week, but I wanted to play the intro anyways for you. So here you go.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not.
So, guys,
hi.
Sony, Paramount, Marvel, all skipping.
Everybody.
All skipping Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's a big deal, because we're still getting DC, and Batman versus Superman is going to be there, and that means that we will get probably a full-length trailer, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Better be, after all this time.
Fuck,
we've been teasing that one for a while now.
I'm so ready for it. I'm going to be alone in my room. I'm going to play that trailer over and over again with my pants off. I can't wait.
Well, it's a good thing Jesse Eisenberg is going to be the one introducing it. Right up your alley, buddy.
Listen, I would literally suck his dick if I could watch that movie early.
Wow.
I would.
Well,
I would literally, like, what is there something that you guys would just do that for? Like, if you could play a game or watch a movie or get some money early, you know, or lump sums, Batman versus Superman would do it for me.
You're an easy to please one. So, Jesse Eisenberg, we know you're listening to the show. Go ahead, tweet Jeremy.
Let him know your
offer.
Bring your little dick over here.
Maybe we can make some misconnections happen.
Get your little penis in my mouth. Let me watch that movie.
Jeez.
Where friends meet.
Obviously, I'm the only one that does not care what other people think.
Jeremy has no inhibitions at all.
Nope.
No. You guys are like, I've got a reputation to uphold. I am not answering that question.
I make videos in my boxers. I don't have much of a reputation to uphold.
Shit. So what are you guys most excited for? Comic-Con just around the corner.
Oh man, I like Comic-Con for not necessarily the things we know that are coming up, but the things that they tend to announce there, like, you know, just what movies are they working on, what TV shows, stuff like that. It's just
right.
Like the more the announcement stuff, as well as a lot of the first look things as well.
Well, and especially, I'm surprised, Doug, there's Marvel won't be there, but Disney and LucasArts are going to be there.
Oh, yeah, Lucasfilm and stuff. Yeah, so I know they're going to be showing off Star Wars stuff, and I'm sure... I doubt there will be a new trailer.
There has to be, right? Because we're in summertime, so December, right around the corner, release the full-length trailer?
No.
Why not? They've only got two teasers up to this point. You gotta show the plot at some
point. Because they just released
one.
They're not going to release another. They won't release another one probably until September.
You know, that's late, man.
I don't know.
I don't think that... If they may show one there... But it won't be released for us for a long time. Like, gotta think, man. They showed them last year the trailer for Batman versus Superman, and we just got it in May.
Yeah.
Or April.
Yeah,
but that still doesn't release until next summer.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, dude, Star Wars is its own different beast, man. Like,
do you know that they set the record for Guinness Book of World Record for the most views on a YouTube video? In 24 hours with that when the trailer released?
I'm not surprised. I mean,
they
holy
just,
crap.
That shit just came out. Like, they just...
seen Jurassic World. I don't know if I talked about this last week. Have we done a show since Jurassic World came out? Man.
We didn't talk about Jurassic World.
Did we? Okay. I feel like we did. Yeah, that was before I moved. That was the Friday before I moved. I don't think we talked about it.
Mm-mm.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, man. Well, they had a trailer for obviously Star Wars beforehand, and it was like the last trailer that played, and it was at the IMAX, and it was just, I mean, I've seen that trailer numerous times, saw it at Star Wars Celebration, but dude, it still gets me, man. I'm like, I like get emotional during that fucking trailer because I'm so goddamn excited for that movie.
They showed it at Avengers 2, remember, when we went to go see it?
I know, but for some reason, I don't know, like, I mean, I still was like really excited, but there was just something again about seeing it and like having better seats and just it just being everything you're seeing, and like, oh my
we
god,
we did have some kind of shitty seats at Avengers 2. I was sitting next to a damn road cone. I don't even know how that got there.
I don't know, but it was your date.
Yeah,
and,
I
tried to stick my dick in it, didn't work.
You could see your wife in the background. I really wonder what she thinks what is
she's
happening.
Thinking. Yeah, she's like, shaking her head.
She shakes her head. She's just like, God damn it, I wish this show would stop. I wish they would break up.
But yeah, I would like to see them. I would rather see what else they're going to do in the Star Wars universe. I would like to see maybe something from Rogue One, which I know isn't until next year after. I'm sure they haven't even started filming yet, because I doubt they've even casted.
And
really.
Then the
I
Boba
mean, I know
Fett.
They got a couple castings, but
Boba Fett film.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's. I want to, you know, and I'm really disappointed that EA didn't do something at like E3, but like
they did. What are you talking about?
No. Like, I want to see some fucking 1313.
that's fucking dead in the water, unfortunately.
You want it revived? I know.
Yeah,
I wish
it would be great.
There's
it would
like,
be great
I mean,
if they did, yeah.
Just get it back.
For real.
You know what's really annoying? Okay, so I've been watching Clone Wars again, and I never finished the first Clone Wars. I just never finished the last few seasons. And so I'm watching one, and they're literally on Coruscant, and she's on level 1312.
Oh,
and
no.
It's just like, go one more floor down. Like, just, you are almost there. But it looks, and the design of like the set essentially for this is it looks just like the game where it's like what we saw where it was just that huge like circle like pit sort of thing that the ship's going down to get down to the lower levels. I mean, she like jumps down that like Ahsoka Tano just jumps down that, and it's like that's straight from that fucking game, man. They went, oh, so we can't make that game anymore. Let's just fucking use this for this show.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
I
want to
see more stuff like that.
You know what I just watched?
What's that?
What?
Star Wars Rebel, the season 2, episode 1.
Yeah.
Vader's in it, voice acted by the legendary. Yeah,
nice.
And it was pretty fucking incredible. Great.
I need to watch season 2, and that's the thing is I've been waiting to finish Clone Wars to watch Rebels, and like I've already had some stuff ruined.
Oh, really?
As far as like characters returning and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Lando and all them.
Well, Ahsoka Tano from Clone Wars.
Oh yeah.
Shows up, and that's one of those like. What?
Yeah, it was pretty badass. So, but anywho, we run down the top box office of the week. Number 5 is a movie that I just saw that I recommend everyone to go see. Fucking 10 out of 10. Like, perfect score. Dope. Made $6 million in its first week. I really enjoyed it. Maybe it's just because of the way that I grew up, but it's centered or it. Okay, it reminds me of this, like a new generation's Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's bold.
It is bold. And it's centered around these three high schoolers who are just obsessed with 90s hip hop culture. And the whole
does this take place in current time, by the way? Because it looked
it
like it took place in the 90s.
No, it takes place in current time. They're just 90s hip hop geeks.
Oh, okay.
And so the whole like soundtrack is full of 90s hits, and like shit that you would just like. It starts off and you're just like, I fucking love this movie already, and so maybe that plays a little bit into my scores because the music was just so awesome, but it had a great story, and. Man, it was just funny. It was a great comedy, and I definitely suggest everyone to go see it. I won't give anything away, but if you have a chance to, definitely pay $10.
Sweet,
support
it's
it.
Definitely on my list. I was really wanting to see that, and I've got a whole bunch to go. I still haven't seen Jurassic World. So,
dude, I'm behind. Like, I think maybe I'll get one more summer film in, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And everything else will be plexed. So,
yeah.
Number 4 is San Andreas, making $8.24 million for a total of $132. That'll get a sequel.
The after destruction of San Andreas.
What is going to happen after that?
They're going to rebuild just to have it destroyed again.
Yeah. New York City.
Oh, yeah, it's just going to go to another fault line, and that's all it is.
What if they do it in Arizona where there's fucking nothing? They're like, we got to save the animals.
And then the animals are like, no, it's not worth it.
Yeah, just don't.
Too
just
damn
don't
hot out here.
Yeah, it's too. Just let us go into. Just let us go down. Number three is Spy, making $10 million for a total of $74 million. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not.
I like Melissa McCarthy, but I really don't need to see that.
I've actually heard decent things from people who have seen it.
Jason on Facebook gave it a smile, half smile, sad face.
So. You heard it here first,
so
folks.
He liked it, and then he liked it to begin with, and then about halfway through, he didn't care for it, and then it ended badly.
Exactly. I really like his new system of rating things, because now he uses emojis. It's because I ragged on him so hard on his rating system.
Yeah. And your number system makes no sense.
So now he does like one. I thought I saw. Well, he went and saw like San Andreas, and he's like. Thumbs up, then like popcorn, and then a smiley face, and then like some explosion.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean he was getting the hand job through the popcorn bucket? And there was the explosion.
No,
the thumb.
He doesn't get hand jobs.
Thumb up.
They only do one position, and that's procreation.
Oh, Jason.
He doesn't listen to our show anymore, so I don't care. Yeah. Watch, he's going to listen to tune in this one week.
The one show
the one
he listens
show
to.
He's gonna
like,
to.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you, Jason. Don't listen to our show, piece of shit. And then I get a text. Like,
he's like,
that's really mean.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, I just wanted to say that.
Thumbs down. Sad face.
Popcorn explosion.
Popcorn explosion.
Well, that's the name of the. Hold on, let me edit this real quick. Episode name. Popcorn explosion.
And then end it with a pinball.
Hey, Jason, if you're ever listening, I have been playing some Zen pinball on my Surface. Pinball games are really great on a tablet.
Oh, man, I'd have to try that.
Number two is Inside Out, Pixar's film that nobody thought would. I mean, this blew out expectations. It actually is their second highest grossing movie behind Toy Story 3. So $91 million for an opening weekend. This is against something that is a juggernaut. And by juggernaut, I mean it is about to fucking fuck Avengers in the butt from behind. Jurassic World making $102 million in its second week for a total of $398 million.
In two weeks,
I looked down at Avengers. Okay. So Avengers is in its eighth week, and it's made $451 million domestically in 8 weeks. Jurassic World, $398 million in two fucking weeks. That's insane.
Man. And you know what's coming up?
July.
July 4th weekend, exactly. Another huge movie weekend with, I don't think, a lot of stuff, really anything.
Terminator Genesis coming out July 1st.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna be Wednesday. It's gonna be one of those Wednesday releases.
They do that for those huge week, like Memorial Day weekends. If they release them on a Wednesday, that way their weekend profit is Wednesday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I don't care how bad that movie is gonna be. I'm gonna love it, dude. I love Arnold.
Listen, man, James Cameron.
I laugh at the most inappropriate things. It'll be like Arnold doing like a fucking dramatic scene, and I'll be laughing.
What I find funny is that they keep on repeating the same goddamn lines every single film.
I'll be back.
We don't need it. We get it. We get your fucking.
He does that in every movie, though. If you ever watch Commando and Predator, he'll still find a way to slip that in.
It's so. I'm like, all right, dude, you copyrighted it or whatever. We get it. It's yours. But, I'm excited to go see it. James Cameron gave him the thumbs up, and he said it's the official third film of the series.
Well, yeah, because the others are not so good. Mm-hmm. And it's weird to be the third film because they really retconned a lot of stuff. But I'm sure we'll be talking about that soon when it comes out.
I'll actually see it. Yeah, it's the first film now.
It's the first and second combined.
Yeah.
Because you notice they have the T-1000 in the trailer.
So it's retconned, and this is the start. Now everything's going to get retconned now. Like, they're going to figure out a way to fucking time travel in goddamn, like, fucking My Girl.
Goddamn fucking Mike. Says Macaulay Culkin don't die? Oh, spoiler alert.
Fuck. He doesn't die.
Come with me if you don't want to get stung by bees.
You guys want to talk some gaming?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
That was me pleasuring. That see, because what it happened...
What happened was...
Hit the button.
This is a... Okay. I know we were just talking about the bat, and something sad happened.
Yeah.
Something major had to happen. If
like this, 5 days before the game came out, too.
Like, what the fuck, man? So if you pre-ordered the $200 Batmobile statue... Okay, by the way, these pre-orders are getting out of fucking control. I just saw that Halo, the new Halo 5 has a $250 pre-order. And it has like it has two statues... And it comes with, like, a metal tin and some artwork and the game. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
You mean like a steelbook case? Or do you mean,
steel,
what do you mean like a metal tin?
Yeah, like a steelbook case.
Oh, okay. Well, Titanfall, like, that came out, like, 2 years ago, and that had a $250 version. That statue was
ginormous. I guess I forget about that. But, fuck, $200. I was like, shit, don't you just go on can't you just get these things for, like, $100 on eBay and then just buy the game and... 160, save a few bucks.
I mean, yeah,
I guess. But I guess you
but
get
you gotta be the first one on your block to own shit. We live in a material age, sir.
I guess I'm getting,
you know,
too old.
It's a material world, and I'm a material girl.
Did you pre-order it? Did you pre-order
this? Fuck no.
Kevin's like, I'm defending it. Did you get it? No.
I'm broke.
So they canceled it like five days before the game launch. I mean. I thought that there was an official statement, but I guess one person said that it was a packaging issue, but then another said the quality wasn't good enough. But
they said the quality. Yeah, I think that was the thing they focused on.
Don't you think that you would figure that out before 5 days?
Yeah.
Well, unless they're starting to get them in packaging and stuff's breaking. I mean, they do have an official one here from, I think, Rocksteady. It says, we regret to inform you that we are not able to release the Batmobile Collector's Edition of Batman Arkham Knight due to unforeseen circumstances that greatly compromise the quality of this extremely limited run of product. So that means they hired some company out of China to make it, and they were using really shit product, and it broke in the package.
Yep.
No, but the thing was, it was done by Triforce. Like, it was done by, like, a legitimate company.
Oh, was it really?
I think it might have been just the shipping packaging of it, because, like, let's look back, let's take a time travel back to fucking 2007 when Bioshock came out. They shipped the collector's editions with, Big Daddies that were made of, like, plaster.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Like, very,
those.
Very, like, I mean, it was awesome. It was heavy and everything. But they shipped them in such shitty packaging, like, three quarters of them broke. And basically 2K had to scramble and try to make more and then try to, like, compensate the people who got broken ones. So I think that's really the case of what this was. They probably just didn't pack it in there good enough. And now they were breaking in transit and they were realizing that and just fucking put the kibosh on it.
And they may have gotten, like, their shipment in from wherever they were made and then, like, looked like, well, okay, yeah, one in three are broken. Like, that's too many. Like,
yeah.
Fuck it. We can't ship these out.
Mm-hmm. And you got to think how quickly these warehouses get them. Like, say GameStop would get, like, a warehouse full of collector's editions. They probably got them, like, 2 weeks before, and they were like, this is shit quality, and probably told, you know, 2K, or not 2K, I'm sorry, WB and Rocksteady, and then that's when they took a look back at it.
Yeah. You know what I'm most excited about for this is the skin pack. Like, I know I don't get much excited about it, but I really love the new 52s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the new 52 skin pack. I'm torn. If you're able to play with the skin packs when the game launches, do you play with the new skin pack or the 52, or do you go with the metal armor?
As far as how the other games have been, even though you unlock the skins, a lot of time they don't become playable until your second playthrough.
Yeah, that's
so when
true.
When you do the first playthrough, it's just whatever you got like in the game. But the second one, you're like... Story Plus or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, New Game Plus.
New Game Plus. And not even necessarily New Game Plus, because New Game Plus is typically harder. If you just replay the game, they do unlock.
Yeah, also the challenge maps too. You could usually use them in the challenge maps.
How fucking amazing would it be if they made like Quarter of Owls DLC? Oh,
that'd be pretty amazing.
God.
Also, if you didn't realize, and especially since you've got the season pass, Jeremy, you're going to be set. But the from what I hear, all these different, because you know when you pre-order at a certain place, like say Best Buy or GameStop or Amazon, you get some kind of different skin with the season pass. Once those all, once their exclusivity is done, you're actually getting them with the season pass. So this would be a season pass worth getting. You may not get the skin tomorrow. You're probably going to get them in September when that contract ends with those companies, but you're going to get them eventually.
This is
so these new 52 skins and these all these other features you're going to get. So I mean, it's definitely something.
This
at least
is
you got
the
that.
This is what I get tomorrow. I get the Batman Flashpoint skin, the new 52 skins pack, and then the Harley Quinn story pack.
Yeah,
and so that's what all comes with the Steam.
Dude, Flashpoint so. Batman is not. That's Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
And he is a gun-toting motherfucker. Like, he is not a vigilante as much as he is like, a murderer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's the Batman that actually kills people.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Do you think that they will finally fix the skin to where, like, because, you know, the old 1960s bat suit, it looked ginormous because they didn't, you know, they just slapped the skin on Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman is, of course, just giant in these games.
They have one. They've got actually old school in this version.
Like, no, I mean, like, do you think that they remodeled the body based on the skin, or do you think they just went skin on top of the already made Batman?
Some of them they did. Like when you played Arkham City, when you got the animated series Batman, he looked a lot like the animated series.
Oh, really?
Like they actually changed his body form and everything.
Yeah, same thing with Dark Knight Returns. Batman is that, like, you know, I mean, you know what he looks like. It's pretty fucking iconic. It's that big bulky Batman with like the big fucking chin is what he looked like in the game. And I know that they're bringing his skin back for this one, and I think it actually looked different, where it actually did look like it was more of the suit than the entire bat, you know. Like, I mean, it wasn't just, I mean, the other one, I mean, he looks like out of the comic Dark Knight, and this is more like, again, he's just current Batman wearing that suit.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna, you know, look it up.
I mean, I'm sure Rocksteady's been spending a lot of time on this game, and it's their last one, so you know they're going to put every bit of love into this game.
It's got
I'm
some
sure.
fucking sick reviews, like, really, in the high 90s. Like, in reviews that we didn't see since the first one, and people are, and I'm really, like, I was a huge fan of the fucking Scarecrow, and I loved those scenes. I know, Doug, I think that you, who did I talk to that said that they didn't enjoy them? I said
I didn't care for this
game.
You did.
Yeah, I loved it.
I'm really looking forward to some more of that kind of like what happens in depth. All I remember from the first one, no, not all I remember, but one of my favorite scenes is going into that the police station and in the morgue, and then all of a sudden the fucking morgue starts to transform, and you're just like, "Fuck me, what's happening?" And so I'm kind of amped to experience some more of that. But
yeah
this one.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say, there's one spot, and especially it was in Arkham Asylum when Scarecrow first makes his appearance. You notice something was really weird with the asylum, and you see, I'm not going to spoil anything, even if anyone's never played Arkham Asylum, there's someone prominent, like a major character, lying dead right there, and you freak out, and you're like, how the hell are they going to do this?
I remember
and
that.
Then you look at Batman's eyes, and you notice his eyes are glowing. So you're like, that's a little weird. And then you find yourself in Scarecrow's dream. Or you find yourself in Scarecrow's, like, level. So it was really cool to see, like, you know, kind of like to fool the player. Even in like Arkham City they did that. So it's good stuff. Like I Rocksteady put so much love into it. For a company that virtually came out of nowhere and just kind of cut their teeth on Batman, they fucking earned a spot up there, man. I mean, they're amazing at what they do. I'm really excited to see what they do outside of the DC universe.
Oh, I just came.
Did you open that link?
Yeah,
I sent you?
I did. Fuck. Damn it.
Yeah, that's apparently, I don't know if that's the skin from Arkham Knight, but it's listed as being Arkham Knight and Arkham, hold on,
PS4 exclusive.
Origins, I think, also it had that skin.
Mm-hmm.
I also found an article that was like the best five skins from the Batman series, and it has Dark Knight Returns from City, which again looks like the comic book version, mm-hmm. and has animated one like we were talking about, where he looks like the cartoon, the old 90s cartoon. And then Red Sun Batman,
yes,
from the comics, which that was in Origins also, that the 66 Batman 66, and then there was where he was like in a metal suit, like crazy looking.
Oh, I can't remember. It was Batman Beyond. He had
They have his Batman Beyond suit in this one too, and it looks I remember Batman. One of the other games had a Batman Beyond skin, and he looked more like Terry McGinnis in size. Like, he didn't look like the big bulking Batman, but now in this game, he looks like, I don't know, it doesn't look like a teenager. It looks like just a big dude, big Batman, that suit just doesn't seem to fit him, because it's like, that's not right. You're supposed to be like a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I've stayed away from all the advertising.
Story trailers.
Like, man, this thing has been being advertised like it's a goddamn movie. And so I've stayed away from the launch one. I've stayed away from everything because I don't want too much of the story being leaked out to me. And I've already shut down Twitter because rumors of a major character's death has been leaked. Like, there's theories that someone's gonna die.
Don't do it. Okay.
And so I'm not gonna say the name, but I was like, all right, well, I'm staying away from this because I don't want anyone to be like, yo, it's true, I played it already.
Right. Shut down social media there.
Yeah. So I shut down social media. I'm not watching anything. So tomorrow morning, when I wake up, I fucking really hope that they launch this thing tonight on Steam because I want to sink my teeth into it.
Yeah. It was Nightfall Batman was the other suit. And, you know, in a lot of when I went and pre-ordered my game from the Stop of Games, they were like, oh, man, you should come out on midnight, you know, that Monday night, because we're going to have, your mama's pizza's going to be there, and we're going to have, cosplay contest and all, blah, blah, you should come out, check it out. And I was like, yeah, I'm an old man now.
Hey, I may be old, dude, but I'm going.
Yeah, I don't want to go hang out at a store at midnight and then not get to play it that night.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be very sad tomorrow because I'm going to be very tired.
Doug,
I'm going to stay up pretty late and play it tonight.
I mean, Kevin.
I've just been up late every night this weekend playing Ark, 4:30 a.m., 2:30 a.m., and it's one of those nights where I can't do it. I can't do that again. Four nights in a row is too much.
Holy shit, that looks amazing.
Thank you. I've been working out.
I'm looking on the Steam and the Gotham's Future skin pack. That suit almost looks better than the fucking Arkham Knight suit.
Which one's that?
Holy shit. If you go to the Steam page, it's right after the videos. It shows you what it looks like. And it is pretty incredible.
I think I'm on a computer that does not have Steam.
Wow.
My Steam's over there with Ark ready to be played.
It's Ark is still on, Dart, isn't it? Aren't you just idle right now? You're like, hurry up and finish the stew. We can play Ark.
It was on the main menu.
Okay, so it does launch in 3 hours, so I could play it at midnight if I wanted to.
Yeah.
All right.
You got tomorrow off. There you go.
I do. All right, so moving right along after that short.
We could talk about this all night.
For real. Guild War 2 players are a little pissed off over expansion prices. So normally you would buy an expansion and it's like $20 or $30, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're
charging $50 to get in, and that comes with the full core game and the expansion. But most of these veteran players already have the game.
Right.
And so there's not a less expensive price. And then there's also another tier, well, two more tiers. And there's a perks package for $80, which comes with an additional character slot, just one, a statue, a professional finisher, a profession, I don't know, and guild hall decoration items.
Yeah.
And a skin.
People love their guilds.
So what the fuck, man? You're paying $30 for all that. And then $100 gets you 4,000 gems, which is worth...
That's about $50 in
$50
real money.
Worth of real money.
Yeah.
So you're buying... So 4,000 gems is getting you exactly if you bought the expansion and 500 gems.
Well, let's see. What's the exchange in pounds to American? Like 42.50. 42. Maybe it might be $60.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess you'd still get the other perks as well. But they're all concerned about the pricing because it's like, holy shit! Like, we already bought this game. Why are you asking us to spend another $100 on an expansion? Like, which is kind of crazy. You would think it wouldn't be that high. I think it's valid.
Guild Wars has always been that type of game, too. It's really weird because of their payment scheme, as in they'll have you buy the game, but thankfully, unlike other MMOs, once you buy the game, there's no subscription fee. They've got paywalls if you want to do some stuff, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. They just kind of sell their content. So I could see them – I could understand why they're selling this for so expensive. Like, when Guild Wars 1 was out, each expansion that came out was around
$40. Yeah, that's true.
But it was weird because those expansions were full standalone games. But if you had the original game and you bought the expansion, you did get the extra character slot as well as all this stuff already. So it seems like they're kind of shorting. Yeah, they're shorting the player on this one. That's probably why the core players are pissed about this. Mm-hmm. And Destiny's doing the same thing, actually. Destiny, there's new expansion coming out in September. It's going to be $40. But for, I think it was $60, or they even have a collector's edition, it comes with the full Destiny game, the first two expansions, and the new one, and some other goodies. But it's like, anyone who has the first, it's kind of a weird shoot yourself, or, you know, you already did this. So people who are buying the collector's edition are basically buying the game all over again. So people are pissed about that. You can read up on that too. Yeah. Look over Reddit. Look in the Destiny forums. You'll see the Destiny Reddit subreddit.
It doesn't make much sense. That just fucking take $20 off. I don't get it. Let's take $20 off. I think you take $20 off and people will be willing to buy it.
Some people, I mean, in some ways it works. Like Dark Souls 2, when they released the PS4 and Xbox One versions, called it the Scholar of Sin or Sin of the Scholar. Mm-hmm. They did a Steam version where it was only a $20 upgrade if you already have the game. And you can get all the extra content. So, I mean, I can see
or you could
them
do
doing
like you can the philosophy behind the what's it called, the CD Projekt guys, the devs behind the Witcher series,
or just give it to you for free.
Yeah, they just give it to you for free. They said they actually made a statement that said DLC, paying for DLC is not right.
Right. And those guys did it right. And look at them. I mean, look how many people, no one's really talked shit about Witcher 3. Because of the fact that the developers were so genuine and so sincere in the way they released that game. They even give you like a thank you card inside the case and they tell you about the whole process of the game.
Did you know? I didn't know
it's
this.
Like, they did it the right way.
What I didn't know about this, the CD, is it CD Projekt or Red?
Yeah, CD Projekt.
Yeah, CD Projekt.
CD, yeah.
What I didn't CD know about Red those Project, guys. Yeah, so. Yeah, CD Red. What I didn't know about these guys was their dev team came together. They were all pirates. Of video game, they were video game pirates, and they all came together to form a company. And I read that recently, and I was really amazed by it. And I was just like, "Holy shit!" I was like, "People can do good for the world."
Yeah, well, of course, people that are gonna be like, "Don't buy DLC; it's wrong." They're gonna be pirates.
Yeah, they're like, "We'll give it to you for free."
Yeah, like, yeah, we used to do this for free. Like, that's probably what it was. It was like, dude. Fuck these guys. You know what we should do? We should create our own company, release games, and then not charge for DLC. Like, fuck yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. And they're like...
And then they actually did it.
Yeah.
That's the difference between...
And they sold the shit out of the game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's getting very rave reviews.
Somebody's getting a free game of a game that's coming out that's pretty large.
If they don't get a free... They better get something cool out of this. Like, Bethesda better send them something.
This dude sent in 2,000 bottle caps to pre-order Fallout 4. Like, he sent them to the developer. Obviously the developer saw them because they posted the pictures and the letter, unless this guy did. 11 pounds worth of
bottle caps.
Kind of crazy.
For those who aren't familiar with the Fallout universe, bottle caps is the currency. So him paying for the game in bottle caps is perfect.
And you know that the PR loves this. So if they have to see this and be like, give this guy the fucking Steam code and give him the season pass. Like, holy shit.
This was all over Reddit. It was great.
I wish I would have thought of it.
It's funny because when Fallout 4 was first announced, of course, you see all those meme pictures of Fry from Futurama, and it said, shut up and take my caps. Mm-hmm. So somebody actually fucking did it.
Let's see. And what else we got? Fallout 4 dev has played 400 hours but hasn't seen anything yet. Hasn't seen everything yet.
That's awesome.
Holy shit, how big is this game?
That's kind of what they were saying.
I can't wait to get the strategy guide.
Yeah, it's kind of what they were saying about, like, Witcher 3 also is kind of the same thing where it's like, yo, the game storyline will take you, like, upwards to 80 hours, and then if you do all the side quests just in the main game, you're looking at 120, and then, oh, hey, we're releasing DLC with another storyline. That's another 30 hours of gameplay. Oh, and that's just number one of two, and then the second one's going to come out. So you're like, holy fuck, I'm looking at 400 hours just to play a fucking game?
Yeah. You're like, I really got my $60 worth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is nuts. It's 400 hours. I mean, our video games are getting so huge, it's just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just think of No Man's Sky.
I was going to say No Man's Sky. The fact that they're saying that they've created a planet in a video game that there are great chances that no one will ever see.
Yeah.
Is fucking crazy.
Seeing how many hours people put into games anyways.
Yeah, I mean, like, you've got, like, Grand Theft Auto. I mean, like, on Steam, I remember them, like, reporting, like, we've logged over, like, 6 million hours in the first week of people playing GTA 5 on Steam. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah. 6 million hours? Fuck. That is a lot of time wasted.
Yeah. Yep.
So if Steam can't find all the planets in that game, then we're failing.
We're doomed as a society.
What we don't know is it's actually like Ender's Game, and we're actually like doing real like planetary exploration.
Finish the game. Yes, you did, and the war is over.
Yeah.
Shit, it's all a simulation. Let's see. Speaking of simulations. Sony.
Good luck saying his name.
Sony. Shushishi Yoshida.
God damn it.
Has said that the companies in the VR tech industry are helping each other out. So everyone is working together here. Oculus and Sony have invited each other to tech demos and provided feedback, and like everyone is kind of helping each other, which is pretty cool. We all thought that it was kind of like an exclusive thing. Like everyone was starting to partner up with their respective like people, like Microsoft and Oculus were like in bed with each other. But it seems like everybody really wants to just see the tech like work and evolve.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing when people can come together, even though you're competitors and you want to see each other succeed. That's great. That's great stuff. I like that.
Well, especially because, I mean, everyone's kind of at stake here. If so many different people are releasing VR devices and VR fails, they're all out. It's a lose situation. Mm-hmm. So at least if they're helping each other out, it's going to create, you know, they're going to release something and it's also going to have competition.
It makes sense because essentially you're charging somebody for another console. I mean, you know.
Possibly.
Sony said you are going to have to spend, it's going to be like a $300 expense, like no matter what, you know what I'm saying? And so that's the price of a console, and so you want it to be on the level of greatness and quality that you released your console at.
Right.
I would like to see it, and I know this will never happen because of all the different companies that are doing their own thing, but I almost wish there was just one headset that would work on everything. You know what I mean? Like,
and the closest we're going to get is just the PC version, like either Oculus or the HTC Vive.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, because they got Project Morpheus that's going on in PlayStation, but I don't know if that's its own headset or if it's using something else. It's kind of like we were talking about with the HoloLens. Is that tech or is that software? Like, are we looking at hardware or software for that? Because it's hard to, it's definitely not the Oculus Rift that they were using during that demo.
I'm going to go on record here. I'd say it's safe to say that it's probably its own hardware.
I would definitely say it's at least it's both at the very least.
It's both that is both Microsoft thing. And I think when they did 2014 E3, they showed the hardware, right, for the Morpheus?
Yes, okay. They announced it. It's weird that they didn't really announce it this year, probably because they had so much time announcing other things. But yeah, I don't know. They didn't say anything about the Morpheus as far as I remember.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see the
last year they did though.
It was kind of interesting to see like the lack of hardware demos, really, except for maybe like new Xbox controller from anybody.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be the year of VR. I really thought that was going to be like the main selling focal point because 2016 is when all this shit's releasing.
We'll see. I mean, I said, if they're this quiet now, it could be pushing. We could see it at E3 2016.
Yeah,
I mean, it really comes down to they want to make sure they're going to do this right, because remember, they've done virtual reality before and it's flopped.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do it again and it flops again, obviously they're going to just give it up. So that's they got to do it the right way.
Yeah, and we've
no
got
matter
gamers,
how long it takes.
Gamerscom or whatever is coming up real soon in August.
Gamescom.
Gamescom. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Gamerscom, whatever. Gamescom in Germany is coming up, and that's a big one too. That's almost becoming bigger than E3.
It's a large.
Like
gathering.
It's not as like E3 in the United States is just covered fucking everywhere. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can't go on one site without seeing something about it. But like, I don't know. A lot of developers release a lot of stuff there, and there was even people this year at E3 saying like, oh, we're not talking about that here. We'll be talking about that in August in Germany. And so it's kind of becoming its own like bigger thing to a degree.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I guess we can end on this one.
okay.
It is the last story, but come on, guys. I wanted it to build up here. Horizon Zero Dawn, we were all pretty impressed by the demo. Doug, have you watched it yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, fuck, man.
It was really good.
All right, guys, let's pause the show. So Doug can see this. There will be no hand-holding. There will be no tutorials in the game. They won't show you how to defeat any of the creatures, any of the tech. Like, you have to learn it on your own. And that's pretty fucking incredible. And I think that they've taken this idea from all of the survival game kind of mechanics that we've seen here lately. So it's pretty neat.
Took it and they made it more of a third person. It kind of reminds me of Dark Souls in a way because of the fact how the combat is, where you got to be really kind of intuitive with it. Like in the demo, they show her fighting like this huge like robotic T-Rex type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a certain spot that was a different color. So she was trying to aim for that. And by doing that, it was like knocking pieces off the armor.
Yeah.
And just kind of breaking it down. So there's a lot of thought to it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. I mean, it looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it. So we don't have much news about that game other than that, but I thought that was pretty interesting.
You know, this is completely off topic, but just another story to kind of end it on. I don't remember. I will see if I can link it in the show notes.
No, Doug.
No. But they that's just it's completely ending the show, not even to talk about what we were watching. But they did I forget if it was like IGN or what, but someone did a poll of what game they want to see like most re-released on for 360 on Xbox One or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Red Dead Redemption was the number one like most voted game. They're like, bring that fucking game to the Xbox One, even if it is just backwards compatibility. I thought that was really, I mean, not necessarily. We've talked about it before. It's the best fucking game ever.
It's one of,
pretty much.
It's one of. God, please, at least with all the fucking remakes, just goddamn it, remake the game.
Like, I want them to remaster that one more than I want it to be backwards compatible, but I also just thought it was really cool that was. Like, I feel like for a long time, I was like the only person in the world I knew playing that game. Like, no one else was playing it, and so I'm really excited to see, like, oh shit, other people actually like that game too.
Hell yeah.
Which I love game that. Are we talking about?
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh no, people love that game. People still play.
No,
it.
No, I know, but I mean, like, obviously you see that now. But like when it was out, like literally, I was like, "Hey, have you played this?" Westerns. Like, no,
don't understand.
No,
like, you don't get it,
dude. It's like it's the people. It's Rockstar, right? I mean, it's fucking amazing.
I mean, think about it. Rockstar's been working on. I mean, I'm sure they're working on something. Red Dead's probably got to be their next title.
Red Dead 2. Yeah, well, and that's
again. You play as John Marston's son.
Ugh,
a new story. There you go. You can do that too.
Yeah, because one, Jack's story begins kind of at the end of the cowboy era.
Yeah.
In like, almost into World War II or World War One.
Maybe even, I know Red Dead Revolver was apparently the first one, but it'd be cool to see like John Marston be back, but it, like back in his days when he was with that gang.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I love John Marston's character. Oh,
so good.
Doug, you remember the first year of Alamo City Comic Con, we saw that fucking badass cosplay.
Yeah.
And I was like, really good. We took a picture of that. That shit's on our website. Go check that out.
Yeah. So, and talking about Gamescom, like that's kind of where Rockstar the past few years has really made their announcements. They haven't really done the E3 thing. They've been doing it at that one. So who knows what we'll see in August? Maybe we'll get an announcement on something new. It's about time for a new game from them.
Yeah.
Or at least a new announcement about something.
You guys have anything that you want to talk about for what are you watching?
I mean, I feel like yes.
You guys, I mean, have you
done anything? I've been watching Orange is the New Black.
Oh, wait, hold on. Well, let me see you dance, Doug.
Are you watching closely?
God damn that hair.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, right?
I'll go through real quick. I watched HBO's Ballers.
Yeah!
That shit was off the chain.
It was pretty fucking good. I was really surprised.
I was really surprised. And
yeah.
And then fucking, what else did I watch? I already said it. I watched Dope. Everyone go see that. And I finally started playing Batman Lego 3 with my son.
Oh, awesome. So good.
So that game is pretty awesome. We spent an hour in game, and we got to the sewers. We got past the train part, and we're in the Batcave now. So nice. We got past the first level, and an 8-year-old actually out smarted me with a puzzle. I was like, oh yeah, that was okay. I'm a fucking dumbass, Jeremy. But other than that. That's what you guys been watching and doing and playing with your Peters.
Whoa. Like I said, I've been watching Orange is the New Black. The third season went up on Netflix, and it's been really good. Season one was great. Season two kind of got a little dark and a little intense. Season three, I feel, is kind of back to what it was like in season one, where it was kind of funny but also serious and just really getting into some of the other characters' backstories. Like a lot of characters that have becoming more and more important as the seasons have gone on. Like the first season was all about Piper, and like now that season three, she's just kind of another one of the characters. It's not really
nice.
She's not necessarily the focus anymore, and the show I think is really done well for that. Like, I mean, I think it was a really good move. The focusing on these other amazing characters is just a fucking awesome show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have been reading. I've been doing Star Wars, like reading Star Wars books. This year is going to be the year of Star Wars, where I just read a lot of Star Wars, play a lot of Star Wars games. It's really fucking pumped.
November.
So I read book one of the Admiral Thrawn trilogy, for those who've ever read the Star Wars books. The Thrawn trilogy is like the penultimate Star Wars trilogy, like in the book series. Timothy Zahn, the author, is responsible for a lot of Star Wars lore that is even included in the movies at this point. Like,
you mean all the lore that's dead now?
No, I just said it's in the movies.
I'm just saying, most of
like
it's
Coruscant,
dead,
like the whole planet of Coruscant, like from like episode one, like when you first see that planet,
mm-hmm.
was based on like his writings of the planet in the book series, because they vaguely reference Coruscant in one of the movies. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one it is. One of the like maybe episode five, they just kind of like blah 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 Coruscant, and then in his book series, he talks about how it's just this planet that is a giant city, and it's like the capital city and all this stuff. Like, he's the one that really fleshed it out, and then that's what it was when they went to make the, because it was like, oh, that's how it is in the books. And so the 501st, it's Timothy Zahn. Like, he did a lot of stuff in the expanded universe. Mara Jade was his characters. The Han Solo kids, the Solo kids, all his characters. Like,
they don't exist anymore.
He created all these phenomenal characters and things in the Star Wars universe.
They don't exist anymore.
Right, but you know who I'm talking about still.
I know, I'm just fucking around, I know. But it's sad to say that. Like, it's sad to be like, none of that shit matters anymore.
That we know of. We don't fucking
know. I know all of it can be used again and brought back, but...
And that's one of those things that's really heartbreaking to think, like, oh, man, Mary Jane may not exist? Like, that fucking sucks. Mm. Are you kidding me? Like, goddamn. So I've been reading... I read that book, and I listened to it on Audible. And the Audible book version of it is, like, listening to, like, a radio play. It's got music and sound effects, and, like, the dude that does the reading, he's like Mark Thompson, I think is his name. Best impressions of all those characters. Like, he sounds like Luke. He sounds like Han Solo. Like, I mean, his voice work is really good. And then I've been playing Ark. That's really about all I've been up to.
Kev?
This week it's been a little weird because I've been traveling. I had to go to Chicago for a wedding, so I didn't really get a chance to do much. But I have been reading Peter Klein's 14. It's a great book so far. I'm about 21 chapters in, and it's really starting to get like pretty cool. I'm digging it so far.
I finished that. I don't think we talked about it because again, last week we were like, "Hey, what are we doing this week?" And then we all just went Ark and then left.
Yeah,
that was. But yeah, I finished that book last week too, man. Oh man, you're in for a treat. It got crazy and in like the best way.
I can't wait to start. I'm reading it as much as I can. I've got it by the bedside, so I'm definitely focusing on that. Video game wise, it's been a quiet week. Like I said, I've been playing a lot more indie titles because I've been picking up with the Steam sale instead of going with, you know, like all the expensive titles, which was funny as hell, by the way. Grand Theft Auto was not on sale at all, but they tried to do this thing where they sold it for $60 and you got like one of those shark cards to go with it. So it wasn't on sale at all. So I ended up picking up a bunch of titles. One of my friends gave me Dive Kick, which is awesome. It's a fighting game with one button, and all you have to do is jump and dive at them, and it's a one-hit kill.
Uh-oh.
So, been playing that. Really, Ark, I've been wanting to play it, but I've been so busy. There's been a lot going on. I mean, really about what's going on.
Yeah, you know, I bought us some games on this sale. Like, I got us Chivalry. Like, we need to jump on one night and play and stream that shit.
Agreed.
Get Ryan on and go play that. And then I got... Did I get us another game? I feel like I got us a group.
Maybe you're real friends.
You're my only friends.
Aww.
I did buy us another game. I just don't think I've sent it to you guys yet, and I gotta remember which one it was.
He's like, I've got 15 games.
Yeah, it was one of those like, oh man, that would be a lot of fun for us to play too.
You know what I fucking forgot to do? I was gonna do it for all of us. That Deep game was $30 for 4 copies. What's it called? Depth.
Depth.
I went and I looked at it. I was at work on my lunch and I go, shit, I'm going to buy that when I get off. And I forgot. And I never did.
And the sale's over.
And the sale's over. So I was like, because now it's up to $75 for a 4-pack. I'm like,
yep.
Sorry.
Lovely.
In fact, I'm going to my inventory right now. I'm going to go see what games I have.
Oh, and I played some Dying Light. That was another one.
Oh, shit.
So good.
Oh, shit.
I have that game. That game's awesome, too. But I finished, I also finished Daredevil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Finally.
I love that goddamn suit.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it's probably, I think I text you guys this, but it's probably my favorite Marvel outfit in their universe. Like, it's just so, like, it's so perfect. Like, they nailed it. I think that my favorite suits are the ones that actually use real world materials. Like, I loved Captain America's suits. Like, his suits are so rad. And I really loved Daredevil's as well. So,
yeah,
I
think it was
really
the same designer too. I think it was the same designer. I'm not sure, but
it's possible. The other game I got us was Reign of Kings.
Oh, that
sounds
the game,
kinky.
That's the game where you are a cape, and you have to find your way to the shoulders of the king. And it's we gotta go. Bye.
Nope. No, it's one of those survival games. It's kind of like Ark, but it's like medieval instead of there's no dinosaurs. There's bears and shit. But you build castles. You can build trebuchets. You can make these retarded swords and just lop each other's heads off.
Did you see what the update was for Ark? They came up with an update today. They've got a new dinosaur has been introduced. And then now you can do stone walls. So you can make stone walls now. And there was...
I did not know about the stone walls.
Hold
that
on.
Changes things.
Hold on. Let me look. There is...
I saw that they added bookshelves.
What?
Yeah, you can have bookshelves because you can find like blueprints and stuff. Mm-hmm. One of the drops or something. And so you can... That's where you can store those instead of putting them in wasting space in your chest. You can put them on your bookshelf or trinkets because you can take like... a T-Rex skull.
Awesome. So. Let's see. You got a stone wall foundation, and a metal water tank. So now you can make a water tank.
That stone wall, though, is going to change. That changes everything. Because we're about to move our base.
Uh-huh.
Are
and,
we?
Oh, wait,
and
we
so,
are?
Yeah. Or build Why? A secondary base that's on the other side of the map.
Oh, is
really
that
cool
that
spot.
New bed is?
Yeah. And so, you know, we're like, oh, do we want to do metal? Do we want to do... You know, obviously, we want it to be like maybe metal because metal is more durable. But Or do we want to do, like, wood? But, dude, if stone's an option, that kind of changes. Because that's an easy resource to get. Like, metal's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
But stone...
Yeah. Mm. Let's see. And they said that this is just the beginning of our new potential building tier. Throughout the week, we'll be adding more items to go alongside it. So stone is going to be the new...
Yeah, so stone ceiling and stone ramp and all that stuff's going to come too. Stone doorway, if they don't already have that stuff, if it's just foundation and walls.
Yeah. This patch is also see a huge raft of bug fixes. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning into the show.
What was the new dinosaur?
Oh, it's a water one. It's a water type.
We can talk about that on our Ark podcast.
Who's the new coming who's up the next. New Pokemon? It's the Ark. It's the water type.
Oh my god, we should do an Ark podcast.
Let's do it. Coming up on next on tomorrow's show, Ark. And all right, so that's our show. My name is Jeremy,
and I'm Doug. Dougie D.
I'm Kevin. I'm just Kevin. Okay, cool. This week I'm not Elizabeth.
E-Doug.
E-Doug. Bye, guys.